This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Star. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha!
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another episode of The Podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, The Ted Smith, the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
On the bottom square, coming to us live from his studio closet. He was ready to come. God, what's going on?
It's actually the closet studio. We got all my clothes providing the sound deadening. Now, this thing's sweet. I can hear you guys well. Hopefully, my voice sounds good. And what's going on?
All right, up there in the top upper left screen, Matt, Connor, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Man, it's good to see you boys. I got real fired up just before this, thinking about how awesome you both are and how excited I was to see you. So it's great to be here.
Yeah, and I'm going to make you guys jealous. Last week it was cold and rainy. This weekend, sunny and 70. Crisp, perfect fall.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Matt, you look jealous.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to the beach this weekend. It sucks. No, enjoy those Honey Crisps, man.
Dude, I shit you not.
Suckers.
There's I've already had four last week and there's four on my counter.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like, this is the best apple there is.
In season, nothing better.
Oh, they're so good, man. And like I still think banana is probably my number one fruit, but man. The Honeycrisp season is just, it's upon us. There's pumpkins out. Last week, I put out a PSA. I will put it out again this week. The Seahawks played on Monday Night Football. This Sunday, you're in October. Fellas, if you're going to that pumpkin patch, Seahawks are on a bye. Don't carve them till, you know, closer to Halloween. But I say you take your girl and go out to the patch.
Get it done. Points.
Yeah. Right?
A lot of times the bye week can be in November. Like, we're not always this blessed where it's perfect pumpkin patch season and the Seahawks aren't playing.
That's what I'm saying. It'd actually be sunny outside. Like, go, like, I'm like, this is the weekend to go do stuff. Or, you know, you could be a psychopath and just be up at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning to watch the Maryland. Somehow we're still unranked, 5-0 going into Ohio State. Big game. Big game.
Somehow we're still unranked.
Ridiculous.
What about 10 seasons of just getting slaughtered at the hands of every opponent in the country?
That's the problem. Is that I think the national media but is waiting for us to get our ass beat by Ohio State. So, I mean, even if it's a 1-point loss or 1-point score loss, like 1-score loss, I think we still get ranked. But I'm telling you, man, I think Ohio State's overrated. Terps might go in there. And also, like, Ohio.
Yeah, the Buckeyes are often overrated. And the thing is, you know, I feel like I'm not sure why, but I feel like legacy of a program plays into the ratings, at least early in the season, or the rankings rather. And I'm not sure why. I guess just because you have so little information to go on, or that, you know, the information is pretty thin on how these college squads, you know, who they have for recruits and stuff. I don't know, but it does seem like how good they were last year really carries over when oftentimes a lot of the players aren't coming back. I mean, I guess it's all factored in, but that does seem crazy that Maryland is 5-0 and completely unranked when there are teams in there with losses.
And we've beaten every opponent by 14 or more.
But you guys have probably had a pretty weak strength of schedule, right?
Jesus, man. What are you, like, the fucking I Hate Maryland committee?
You know, I just sometimes I feel like you get on a Maryland soapbox and it flies in the face of the facts. The facts are, you know, the juice hasn't been happening for a long time, but I'm ready for it to come back. I'm ready to jump on the Terp bandwagon and be a war turtle or whatever the hell those things are. But
Terrapin.
Yeah. What I mean, what's the difference, right?
I'm just saying, look, you're not wrong. Like, Michigan State obviously is terrible. Indiana's down, but it's still like we're 5-0. We're 2-0 in the conference in the Big Ten. And, like, again, we've beaten every team by at least 14 points. So it's like, look, they've gone out and did what you want them to do, you know?
Weren't you saying that they have like a ridiculously tough schedule coming up? It's like Buckeyes, Michigan, and a couple other big teams.
In Maryland's division, right, we got to play Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State every year.
Oh,
so
God.
It's like we got to knock off one of the big three because we've been knocking at the door, right? Last year we had, what, 8 or 9 wins, but we lost all 3 of those games. We lost a tough one at Wisconsin. So it's like if you win the rest of the games and only lose those 3, like you'll still be ranked. You're still a really good team. You just won't get into that upper echelon.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. I mean, those are regularly some of the top 5 teams in the country. I mean, I can relate to you because I think BC for a long time has had the same problem, which is like they're not willing to sacrifice their academic standards. And because of that, they're always, you know, a top 30 team. They're almost never a top 10 team, at least not for long.
Before I go much further, I just have one goofy comment, right? Like, I've been driving again and stuff. Like, at 42, I am still sometimes amazed how parking garages work. Like, who was the first person to design one? Like, I'm just like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you're going down, then there's other ways to go up. It's just, it's kind of amazing sometimes. I'm just like, who thought of this?
Yeah, I know. I feel like the whole idea of them, at least, is like a one-way flow of traffic. But it is pretty crazy. And one thing that's crazy down here is that you can't, it's all limestone in Austin, so you can't build parking garages down. So when you look at all the skyscrapers downtown, the first like 8 to 12 floors are just parking in every skyscraper.
No kidding.
Really weird. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't realize that until my girlfriend pointed it out. And then I was like, oh, so this town is actually much smaller than you would think because the high rises, like you could shave 5 floors off. I mean, there's even some high rises that are only 6 floors of actual offices, but they're, you know, 12 stories tall because of all the parking.
All right. My second question is, how are you guys at parallel parking?
Go ahead, Matt.
I drive a Mini Cooper. It's really easy.
I parked for a living for 3 summers as a Carillon Point valet. So I'm a pro. My parallel parking game is excellent. The only tough park for me is the left-handed parallel park, because it really throws everything off. So if you're on a one-way street trying to park on the left-hand side and you got, you know, a car full of people, That's the tough park. Toughest park in the game, in my opinion.
All right. So I just didn't think about it. I haven't parallel parked in I don't know how long. I used to be good at it. Saturday, my buddy, his daughter is a cheerleader for the Ballard Knights, which is like in the Northwest, like youth football league. Shout out to the Ballard Knights.
Go Knights.
So I showed up after like the first game and it's like this play field in a neighborhood and I went to parallel park. Like those streets are so tiny. Like by the third attempt, I couldn't get it. Like somebody else was with me and they were talking. I was like, just please shut up. And they're like, what? I'm like, I'm trying to focus here. And then finally I was like, I don't want to screw it. And just like pulled off and like drove around the corner. I'm like, we'll walk two blocks back to this play field. Like there's too much pressure.
Yeah, and Seattle specifically is tough. I mean, those streets were not meant for street parking. They're tight. Especially what neighborhood did you say you were in?
I was in Ballard, so I'm like in a neighborhood which is already old neighborhood tight.
Yeah,
the cars. Like I wasn't pleased about that. And then trying to parallel park, but like the third time, and there's like three cars behind me. But like it was so tight, like they couldn't pull around me as I was still sticking out. So I was like, F this. And I just drove two blocks away and like found the spot I could just pull into head first.
Gotta cut that angle, son. Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy. You're in an Acura?
Correct.
Good turning radius, but yeah, I don't fault you, man. You did all your driver's like training stuff in your early 20s and then didn't have a license for 10 years. So there's gonna be some bumps.
I didn't have a license for I've had a license. I didn't have a car for almost 20 years.
That's so wild.
Does it have a backup?
I mean, I guess
camera?
I'm heading that way. I'm at like 12.
What's that?
Does it have one of the backup cameras?
Nah, it's not that. It's not. It's too old.
Those help.
They do. And then I was telling my buddy that lives over there. He's got like a big SUV. And I go, I don't know how you're driving through these streets and everything. He's like, it really helps having little sensors on the side that like beep. I was like, oh, I was like white knuckling it. I was like, this is brutal.
Aren't there some new cars that just like you just push the button and it just parallel parks for you?
Yeah. Looks awesome.
Yeah, I've seen a commercial for it.
My car does not do that.
Noted.
But I mean, it's a good car. It runs and everything. It's just like, I was just like, oh, and I just forgot. I was like, oh, now I'm one of these people that can't parallel park. And there's like families walking up and down the street. There's cars behind me. I was like, oh, I'm that guy.
Yeah, as a middle-aged man, you know, that does hurt the pride a little bit. But I don't know. You've I think a valid excuse.
If you just spent like an hour practicing somewhere when you just, you know, you would figure it out, like very solvable problem for you.
So I thought about that too. I was like, I need to go to a parking lot and practice.
Yeah.
Ted, I'm sure the last thing you want is advice. So I'll throw some out. The number one thing people get wrong is not the parking. It's lining it up in the first place. They only pull where their front tires are in line with the back tires of the car that they want to park behind. You got to pull all the way to the front tires, match up with the front tires. Otherwise, you're effed from the jump. I see it all the time.
I pulled up to that. The back of their car was in the middle of my back, like side window. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yes. Yeah. And I still
pull further. No. Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying. That's the mistake is that people pull halfway up on their car. You got to go all the way parallel because then it just lines you up better.
I like to pull even in front of them. And then I have a little bit of backing up to get used to the mirror. Yeah. And then you just see where it's the sweet spot.
Yep.
All right. So the other funny thing is, so I'm at my buddy's house, right? And he was my old boxing coach, great martial artist, like big soccer guy. And like he watches football, but he just isn't like, he's just not ingrained in the culture. So his daughter was like, hey, I want to do this cheerleading thing. So he's like, all right. So like after the first week, I was like, how was it? He's like, dude, this is insane. I had no idea. I was like, oh yeah, youth football is a big deal. So I had to do something in their neighborhood. So I just pop by and they're like eating breakfast and I'm sitting in the living room and I'm talking to my buddy and his daughter. And she's like, we win every week. We beat everybody. And he's like, they're pretty good. Like, they just keep winning and this and that. And I'm like, well, who are you playing? And they just say like three letters. And I go, who's that? And he's like, I don't know. So I'm like, hang on, let me figure this out. So I find the Northwest Junior Football League. And I said, you're playing FSP? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, you might be in some trouble this week. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, this place is just called Ford Sports Performance. And it looks like they train high school, college, little kids. I mean, it looks like a football factory.
Dude, Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright used to train there.
Okay, right?
Tracy Ford runs it. Yeah, dude. Right. Have fun.
Right. That's what I was like, dude, like, I know your team's good, but I'm like, this place looks pretty legit. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think the Ballard Knights lost all three of those games.
I mean, Ted, you're in the same boat, dude. The Maryland Terrapins, I just looked it up, are playing at the Shoe, one of the biggest, most ruthless stadiums in college football.
Big noon.
I know
kickoff.
The season's been good this so far, but I don't know, man.
Oh, trust me, I'm gonna watch that game. And I've told people there's stuff going on Saturday night, and I said if Maryland loses, I'll see you guys Saturday night. They're like, what happens if Maryland wins? So it's like, oh, I'm going to be rip roaring drunk and asleep by 5.
Yeah, you'll never see me again.
Right. And Tom, to piggyback on Maryland not having the best fan base. Now, I do live in Seattle, but there's a Maryland alumni group on Facebook. So years ago, somebody was like, dude, you should join. And I'm like, I'm not alumni. And he's like, there's not enough of us out here. Like, just join. Like, you're a Maryland fan. It's fine. So after we watch some of the youth football, the Maryland fans are meeting at Fuel Sports Bar in Ballard. Used to be in Pioneer Square. Now it's in Ballard.
Yep.
And Mike's done a great job. That place is beautiful. But so I walk in and like I look in this back room and there is a sea of red jerseys. And I'm like, this is it. Right. Like there's a couple people with me. I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. Like Maryland's back. We're fired up. And then I'm talking to the owner, Mike, and he's like, no, man, those are the Georgia fans. Your crew's out there with the sound on. There's only like 5 of us.
Oh, dude, come on. God, that sucks. Wow. Right?
I'm like, we are big time. This is Maryland football right here, baby.
Crab cakes and football, baby. That's awesome.
Imagine, you know, I was fired up, man.
Dude, God.
And one other thing, too, so Ted, we were texting a little bit on Saturday. I decided I'm a college football guy now. I was chatting with my lady about it. I'm a college football guy. But on Saturday, 2 things happened. One, we went to check out the University of Texas tailgate scene so that we're ready for when Ted comes. So we know where the hot spots are and what to avoid. But then also somebody related to one of us just started attending the Grove. Is it Mississippi or Mississippi State?
Mississippi, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Just started attending.
It's my nephew.
Okay, yeah, I just didn't know if you wanted to say. Yeah. So, Ted's nephew starts attending Ole Miss. So they were in, if anybody followed, a crazy battle over the weekend and ended up with a big upset. And there was only, so I talked to Ted's brother and only one photo made it out the whole day from this. So this kid's a freshman and only one photo made it out all day. And it's just the scoreboard behind him. Like Ted sent it to me. Ted's brother sent it to me. And I was just like, man, you know, if they win this game, this is like, I was like, they're rushing the field. You're never going to see your boy again. So I don't know if he's even been heard from at this point, but yeah, that was just a wash. That's gotta be one of the best college parties in the country.
He texted me after the game. Well, he sent a picture of him on the field with like all the people behind him.
Yes.
And then I was like, what are you doing tonight? He's like, oh, man, all the bars are like a $60 cover. So I guess we're just partying at a house. And I'm like, all right, cost efficient. Go get it, young fella.
Oh, God, I should have Venmo'd him $60. Like, those are the kind of hype moves I love. It's just like you barely know I exist. Like Venmo'd. Get in there, son.
He's like what, 18 or 19, and he's like, well, the bars are $60. I guess we're just hanging out at the house. Like, all right, sure, whatever.
Mississippi, man.
I know you were texting me, and then Matt was texting me about college football. So I was like, all right, let's just get back on the regular podcast thread.
Oh yeah, dude. It's officially fall.
Yeah, I was just making sure. I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm an Ole Miss guy now because of Ted's nephew. And so I had to text you to confirm when I was watching that game. And yeah, I'm a college football whore just like you. It's like, let's go Terps. Let's go Ole Miss. You know, I love the Buffaloes. And then, you know, it's fun watching UW too. Penix is putting on a clinic. Penix for Heisman.
Man, yeah, I'm excited for UW Oregon.
Whew. That's a monster game. They just announced it's going to be at 12:30, so it's a day game.
Whew.
But I'd imagine College Game Day will be there, right? Two top 10 programs, both undefeated. And that makes sense for ABC because the 3:30 slot on the East Coast is like the premier like college football spot.
Yeah, and it's like it's an amazing stadium too, and it's a college town. It's not like UW where they're in a larger city. Like in Eugene, Oregon, there's only one thing going on College Football Saturday.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter because it's in Seattle.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wait, it's in Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh, I might try to go. I thought this whole time that it was a night game in Oregon.
No, man. It's 12:30 at Husky Stadium on the 14th.
What am I doing? Dude, I was debating all week if it was... Oh, my God, dude. I'm such an idiot. I was debating all week if it was worth it flying to Seattle 3 days early, because I got to go up on Tuesday anyway. Flying 3 days early and then driving down, trying to get our friend the mayor involved and drive down, you know, 5 hours to Eugene to try to see this game. It's in Seattle. I could just drive in and... take the light rail to the stadium or fly in and take the light rail to the stadium.
Yeah. Oh, yes. But again, wow. 12:30 kickoff.
That's all right, dude. There's a flight out of Austin that gets in at 8:30 in the morning in Seattle. I mean, it'd be a tough start to the day, but I just might come in white hot. This feels possible, boys. Wow. God, I got to do more research. Dude, we are a wealth of misinformation here. Thank you, Ted. Maybe I'm not as college football of a guy as I thought.
I know. I was like, that game's been circled on the calendar for months. Like, I'm not going as I got to go to a friend's kid's birthday. But like, I'm like 12:30 start. Maybe I'll go tailgate and then head out.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit, you know?
Well, especially if you're hopping off the light rail, like, dude, just come by here. We'll have a couple pops. I'll give you my extra set of keys.
Yeah, seriously. Ooh. Jesus. That is tempting. Tempting, boys.
The Huskies are rolling. Like, Terps are 5-0. The Hawks are doing great. I was like, this is just a good time to be a football fan.
University of Texas, too. Killing it.
Texas, right. Cobb's down there. Texas is rolling. I've started calling the Huskies my side chick. Somebody's like, why are they your side chick? And I was like... Well, listen, like, I'm a Maryland fan and I can't, like, I'll wear Husky stuff to the stadium, but like, I'm not going to hang a Husky flag, but it doesn't mean I don't care and still like them.
Yeah. I feel like all that means is if the Terps are playing the Huskies, you're going Terp. But other than that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I sat here Saturday evening and just, you know, made dinner and I was like, all right, 7 p.m. Husky game. Let's get it.
Yeah, dude, that's the tough issue down here is it's all out of network, so I can't watch the Ducks. I gotta figure out some strategy. I guess I could like subscribe to the Pac-12 or I don't really know. Actually, if anyone knows how to watch the Dogs out of market, can you just email it to us?
Well, they were on Pac-12 network, so that was a tough one last week. But don't worry, that Oregon game will be on national TV. And in case anybody's worried, so is Maryland at Ohio State, 9 a.m. this Saturday. Watch it on Fox.
Matt, does that work for college or just NFL?
No, it works for all sports.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
How much Chinese spyware am I going to end up with? That's really my question.
Look, you can click out of a pop-up or two. You'll be fine. I have an ad blocker on. It's no sweat. I figure you already know about AdBlock Plus.
Yeah, but I've lost some hard drives, you know.
I've been using it for years, man. That one's trustworthy.
Okay.
Like, Matt's got the Chinese links, and he used to have Indian Viagra.
Yeah, dude, what's
international man of mystery, dude?
Yeah,
do you have an Asian country that has a little bit of a shady product? Because Matt would like to know about it.
Dude, that's so funny because literally this week I started taking a supplement that he recommended to me, and I was like, "Well, I did some research, and it's essentially just a dye used for carpets and clothing, but it tastes like poison. But it did give me a lot of energy." I did, dude. It's so funny too. God,
you guys might be taking meth for real.
Yeah, dude. Damn it, boys. So this is actually funny. So I took the stuff that Matt was recommending, and then that night I was out and I was talking to a guy who's the CEO of a medical ketamine company, and you know he's into like nootropics and stuff. So he was like, "Oh, what did you take tonight?" I was like, "Oh, I took this like supplement, whatever that my buddy recommended." And he's like, "What's in it?" I was like, "Honestly, man, I have no idea." And he was like, "What does it do?" I was like, "Got to be real with you. I'm not really sure." And he's like, "How'd you hear about it?" I was like, My friend recommended. He's like, "Oh, is he a doctor?" I was like, "Absolutely not." Right? Human trials, baby.
That's all. Is he a doctor? No,
not even close.
He's really good at golf.
Yeah.
All right. I want your guys' opinion because I have mine already. What do you guys think about all the Taylor Swift and the NFL coverage?
Go ahead, Matt.
I think, you know, it's fine. It's fun. Seeing it in prime time, I didn't think they talked about her too much until the fourth quarter. And you know, it's just another fun storyline. That's why it's kind of like it's a merging of two worlds because, like, you know, there's a lot of the country that cares about Taylor Swift, and I do not. And I really care about the NFL. And now all these Swifties care about the NFL. I still don't really care about Taylor Swift, but it's kind of like our common ground. Like, I could talk to a 18-year-old girl about something, and we could actually have a conversation. Not that I would, but she's half my age, but I could, you know, theoretically have an actual conversation with a teenager.
Yeah.
Not that I want to. I'm just saying it brings people together.
There's nothing wrong. I mean, look, I don't know. You might be related to her. I don't know. You go to your buddy's high school, you can see his kid play. Like, it's not that crazy that you're talking to a teenager. I get your point.
Right.
All right. Do you guys want the tinfoil hat take, or just, you know, sort of more standard main right down the general canon take?
What's your take?
I baited you in. Here's the tinfoil hat is also my take. All right. So a lot of people have been searching. So the main knock on Taylor Swift these days is that she flies private and causes, you know, a bunch of CO2 to be released, destroying our ozone layer, which actually I learned a lot about recently. Pretty crazy. You should look into it. Not it being damaged, but just what an ozone layer actually is. So the conspiracy theory that's taking off right now is that she went to the game where they played the Jets. And now when you search Taylor Swift's jet, all that comes up is like 100 articles about Taylor Swift trying to date this guy and like her going, you know, being a Chiefs fan or whatever. So that's the psyop. On the real side, I feel like she is one of the greatest marketers of our time. And I have no idea if she's interested in this guy, but God, that girl can sell some tickets, man. I mean, wow. So maybe they'll end up together, given her past. I sort of doubt it. But, you know, it's good for the NFL. It's good for Taylor. And it's good for us. So I'm in for it.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it more from, like, football fans kind of point of view. And, like, I was watching the game Sunday night, and I was kind of scrolling through Twitter. I was just getting annoyed. People are like, enough with Taylor Swift. Like, we just care about football. And, like, why does it matter? And it's like, well, that's first crazy. Of all, Americans have been running around for, what, 30 years. A lot of Americans being like, F soccer, we play football, it's the greatest sport in the world. Like, okay, I'm not going to argue with you, but you got to be prepared for when the world turns its eyes on your sport. So, you know what I mean? And it's like, it wasn't just Taylor Swift. Like, Ryan Reynolds was in there with Blake Lively, who, just for the record, is uncomfortably hot. Oh, yeah. She is so fucking hot. Jesus. And like, her, I don't know, she looks even better now that she's had kids. I'll calm down. I was real fired up about that for 2 days. Right, but like, Hugh Jackman's in there. I'm just like, to me, this is great for football. Like, you're gonna get more eyes on the sport. You're right. Like, I saw the numbers. Like, the viewership was through the roof, and it's like, I just don't understand why people are like pissy about it, or like, I mean, it's like, she, you know, like Thrill was saying, he made a good point. It's like, she's not on the field. She's not a referee. She's not a coach. It's not affecting the game. Like, I was kind of surprised how many people were like upset about it.
Yeah. Also, what we're annoyed now that like a bunch of attractive young women are into the sport that, you know, previously has been like the, you know, the domicile of like, you know, bearded, aging, overweight white men. Like, come on.
Felt personal, but whatever.
Yeah. Whoa, bro. Yeah, you were right about Blake Lively. Good Lord.
Right? Like, that's why I was like, I just don't remember her being like that voluptuous. I thought she was like skinnier, and I was just like, whatever she's doing, I'm in. I was just like, gracious.
Did she do a Maxim cover? Like one of the last Maxims I ever had? I feel like she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's right. I think actually, Matt, I think that's one of the first places I saw her. I was just like, who is this chick?
I know my Maxim history, Ted.
Yeah. But like at the game, she was like cheering and like holding her stuff down. I was just like, who is that? Because at first I didn't realize it was her. Then I was like, that is Blake Lively. Like, God damn.
Wow. Yeah. Something.
Yeah. So I don't know. I was watching the game. People were like, who cares? I'm just like, what do you care? Like, I don't know. They seem like no reason to get upset about it. Plus, like, the NFL has like 32 million followers or whatever. She has like 230 million followers. So it's
Blake Lively does?
No, Taylor Swift.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
I thought the NFL was so huge, you know? And then it's like just like a little bit of Taylor fever comes in and like adds all these followers, spikes all these sales. I'm like, I thought the NFL couldn't get any bigger. And so I just got to give her props for apparently it could have. And she figured it out. But I thought the NFL was as big as it gets. And Taylor Swift just took it to a whole nother level, which is just damn impressive.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think it's awesome. Like, right. Like, I love football. So it's like, let's get more eyes and more people watching it than anything else. Like, also, Sunday morning, the game in England, they broadcast it, and there was an alternate broadcast where it was from Andy's room and Toy Story, and it was like, but it was live action. So the little fake figures were like throwing passes as they were happening in real life. I was like, man, if you got kids, like park them in front of the TV and watch a cartoon version of an NFL game.
Yeah.
God, boys, I'm on a rabbit hole
with Blake Lively.
Now somehow I'm at Taylor Swift's VIP beach party with Gigi Hadid. This is not going well, boys. I'm done with this.
Yeah, there was some other famous actress in there. I forget her name. Sophie something. I don't know her.
Sophia Vergara?
Son, I would know Sophia Vergara.
Honestly, I barely do. That's just Sophie something is the only, that's the only name that popped in there.
Sophie Turner?
I know Sophie Tucker. Musician.
I don't know. But either way, I was just like, I think this is great. Like, good for Taylor Swift. And then the mom is making out Mama Kelsey. She was in Philly, right? Because her son, Jason, is the center for the Eagles. And did you see who she was sitting next to there?
No.
Jake from State Farm. And the dude was in like his like khakis and his like State Farm shirt. And I was like, holy shit. That might be more impressive than hanging out with Wolverine.
Dude, that's so crazy to me that NFL fans are gatekeeping that sport. It's like, you know, bunch of attractive women came in and want to go to the stadium now. Like, how many people is Taylor influencing to all of a sudden like their boyfriend's or husband's sport? It's like, come on. This is a miracle.
Yeah, I think it's great for everybody.
That's like, imagine if Taylor listened to this podcast and we were pissed about it. Crazy.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's like,
it's not for you, Taylor. It's like, no, it is. Get in here.
That's what I'm saying. Just like, I just couldn't. I was like, who cares? And that the term I was going to tweet out was gatekeeping. Like, we can't gatekeep the sport. And Cobb, you'll agree with me. You see it a lot with American soccer fans. Because you know, like every, you know, there's always going to be new people jumping on and people are like, these new fans. Like, I remember even when the Sounders started, like hearing somebody behind us was like, these people don't even understand the game. And it's like, you know what? They don't, dude, but they're trying to learn it. Don't you want your sport to be more popular? Like, gatekeeps the term. Like, just come on. Same thing with NFL fans. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I used to be one of those idiots. You know what? It doesn't matter if nobody's ever played football. Sorry. Mina Kimes knows more about football than I'll ever know. Right? Like, you don't have to play to be a student of the game.
Yeah, seriously. And also, like, what do you, it's like people get bitter. I mean, there's even like one person that we all No, that's sort of like that with like Burning Man. It's like, oh, these new beginners, like newbies. And it's just like, yeah, people are coming to like check out something that they heard was fun. You know, same with the NFL, same with like people listening to new bands or like country singers getting big or Formula One getting big. And it's just like, what's wrong with that?
Exactly.
Welcome. Here's how it works.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I was just loving it. I was like, this is great. And it was a good game. So I'm like, hey, Sunday Night Football, Taylor Swift's in the house. Like, this is how you draw it up.
Oh, so she could have been a football fan this whole time. Like, what do we know? You know, she's from the South.
She's not. She's from Jersey. I think the Eagles are actually her team. She's from Jersey.
Jersey? I guess the only reason I thought that is because at one point, this guy that we all know, Big Daddy, pointed out like a condo tower that she lived in for a while in Nashville. So I just was assuming she was from there.
No, she's from Jersey, but she definitely lived in Nashville for a while. I mean, just hit factory, you know?
Yeah, that one's street. She's from Pennsylvania. Wow, West Reading. All right.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. Reading.
That part of PA is basically Jersey. So I'm not gonna back off that one. All right. You know, one more quick thing. We're talking about being college football whores. On the men's room today, we got to interview Heisman Trophy winner, NFL pro, and University of Texas graduate Ricky Williams, because he has his own weed and stuff now. He's a big marijuana advocate. So I asked him in the interview. I said, Ricky, you're the only guy that I can ask this to that can answer this. Like, you played in the NFL, but you also played massive college football. Like, what do you like? What did you prefer? Like the college atmosphere or like the craziness of the NFL? And he just was like, for me, honestly, he was like, college. And he's like, look, the NFL fans are great and they're rabid and they'll travel around. But he's like, there's something different about college. And he made a good point. Like if when we go to that Texas game, right, we'll easily meet a mom and dad whose kid, like they went to Texas or one of them went to Texas. Their kids went to Texas. You know, maybe their kids will try to go to Texas. So I think that's a big part of it, too.
Legacy. Dynasty.
Yeah, it's like when I was at Fuel talking to those Maryland people and I'm like, yeah, I worked at Town Hall. And they're like, no way. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I was a bartender there. And then one guy was like, I never drank there. And I'm like, yeah, the college students didn't.
Damn, dude. Wow.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back with some emails. What's Matt in the cop topic?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back. Thank you to our sponsors. Also, shout out to the Honeycrisp Apple. Cobb, do we have some emails?
Yes, we do. Hey, fellas, big ups to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
God, sorry, that scared the shit out of me. Did you guys see that door open? My dog just came in the room. I thought it was a ghost. just wanted to say that I'm listening to the last cast, and Cobb is 100% wrong. Costco clothes are great. Buddy.
All right.
Let's hear him out.
Okay. Also, man, who said that to? Oh, somebody on the men's room. Like, we put him on the air and you know, we ask him the question of the day, and he's like, real quick before I get to that, he's like, Ted, Cobb is wrong. Same thing about the, like, you have pissed people off with your Costco clothes take. So go ahead.
Oh man, and I'm a loyalist too, but okay, let's hear them out and then I'll refute. Maybe not their Kirkland brand stuff, but I've gotten some absolutely legit basketball shorts and sweatpants there for like $7. And that's $7 in 2022, 2023 money. I prefer them over my Under Armour gear. Wow, now he's pissing off Ted when I'm around the house. So don't listen to Cobb, the city dweller. Embrace the burbs, Ted and Matt. Buy Kirkland. Support local business. Mikey Dubs. Well, Ted, do you have anything to say before I start?
I almost bought a pair of sweatpants. I did not.
I predicted this.
I definitely bought sheets.
Just as the prophecies have foretold. They do have legit sheets. I used to have some sateen ones from there that were fire. Okay. First of all, support local business. They're publicly traded. So I don't know. And probably actually largely now owned by private equity firms, but I can't confirm that. All right. Costco clothes are great. Let's break this down. I did say they have good socks. The rest of the stuff they carry, my problem is they do cheaper versions for a lot of, like, okay, Nike Town, the socks are nice. They're expensive, but they're nicer Nike socks. Then, like, if you get Nike socks on Amazon, they're cheaper quality. Now, Costco is typically known for quality, but I know that brands will partner and do, like, you know, their discount version. Nike is one of the biggest offenders, but I know there's a lot that do it. So I feel like the problem with Costco clothes for me is it's just a box cut. Like, they just cut like a big square thing of fabric and they hope that it fits you. And for somebody, you know, with this, I mean, if with somebody with a non-traditional, you know, body sort of like, what's it called? Like frame, they fit horrible and more than expensive clothes. You want clothes that fit well. I've gotten some absolutely legit basketball shorts and sweatpants there for like $7. I will admit that their Kirkland Signature sweatpants around, that would have been 2006, were pretty solid. But I feel like most of their clothes are the cheap version of something else. And most of the time, that only ends in pain. Now, I can tell by these being 2022, 2023 sweats that you haven't gotten to properly wear them in yet. And, you know, that lesson will come. I think, you know, you buy once, cry once, and you want to go for quality. So that's all I got. You know, if you want to support Kirkland Signature brand clothes and Costco clothes, it's your funeral, my guy.
I did buy a pair of gloves too, so it's sort of clothing.
Dude, I have running gloves from there. I'll vouch for the gloves.
I also, our other friend, the mayor, was like, "You're going too much." And I go, "What do you mean?" He's like,
"Too often?"
Yeah, he goes, "How long have you had your car?" And I go, "4 weeks." He goes, "How many times have you been?" I was like, 3 weeks. I've been 3 Thursdays in a row since I got it. I've only missed one Thursday. And he's like, "Dude," and I was like, "No, dude, look at my cabinets. Like, I'm stocked. Like, I got all these protein shakes. I got all the coffees. I got, you know,
scale it back."
Right? I was like, what else do you need? I was like, I have tons of frozen vegetables. I'm like, I'm stocked here.
Dude, this is the great debate, actually. God, I feel like this could be a great cop topic, but Okay, so everyone's been to Costco. Does access to Costco regularly make Ted gain weight or lose weight? Because they do have a lot of really healthy options. But also Costco, there's so much good stuff. Like you can just get like a 20 pack of those chicken bags or just whatever. Like it's also gluttonous, you know? What do you think, Ted?
I mean, so far it's been good because I just buy like the pre-cooked like chicken on skewers and this and that. So like for one of the games, I bought the churro bites for like a Seahawks game. And that was like a Sunday. But I do the same thing I do in the grocery store. I spent 15 minutes in that bakery section. And I think somebody heard me say out loud, "You're good. I'm going to eat you one day." And I'm just like, I look at everything. I'm like, "Ooh, yeah, that'll be good." But like, yeah, I mean, so far it's been good. I don't, and you're right. They have the chicken bakes, but like, I don't buy any of that stuff.
And we're coming into pie season two. That's some restraint, Ted. I'm impressed. I feel like the only move I have for the grocery store now is I eat before I go. That's the only thing that saves me. My self-control is gone.
Well, and I started, like I said, like I got a new nutritionist and stuff. So it's kind of like, you know, like when Osiris was at the gym. So it's like I'm checking in every couple of weeks. So it's much easier to stay consistent.
Nice. Yeah, I have no outside accountability. That's a good idea.
Dude, I'm so fired up right now. Like on the mornings, I get these cans of cold brew coffee from Costco, right? Black coffee, 15 calories. Get one of the premier proteins or whatever. I mix them together. It's like a thick chocolate milk to get the day going.
Dude, those premier proteins, man. I was on those for years. I love those things.
Yeah, and
they've gotten a lot more expensive, but they're still good.
They have, but I was like talking to the girl in my doctor's office, and I was like, look, I'm not a morning person. Like on the weekends, I cook breakfast, but I'm like, I'm just not going to get up and make eggs and stuff. She was like, yeah, just you could drink a protein, like that's fine. But she was like, the rest of the day, try to eat real food. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to drink like three of those and call it a day. But I'm like, in the morning time, it's so much easier. And honestly, like, I like them. I think they taste good.
Yeah, they do taste good. For the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
On the last episode, Ted mentioned the Washington fight song, which triggered a memory. I remembered that it was the Wisconsin fight song, but the lyrics were about our school. And for 20 minutes, I could not remember them. I had to jump on our Facebook class page to see if anyone remembered them. I got a response, but didn't see it until later on that day. Also, I think Ted's told a story about how jump around became a thing during Wisconsin Badgers football games and how Everlast went to a game in 2022 when they were playing against Maryland. Yep. I added the link in the email for you to watch and pass around. Cobb, have you heard of a barbecue place called Slab? They have three locations in the Austin area and another one in Cedar Park. I have not, and I just had barbecue the other day. They have a rib sandwich called the McDowell, named after Eddie Murphy's movie Coming to America.
McDowell's.
And Slab means slow, low, and banging. You need to take Ted and Matt whenever they come and visit you. Later, Stevie.
Nice, Stevie, dude. Good call. And yeah, remember in Coming to America, they all worked at McDowell's. It wasn't McDonald's.
Also, this company's website is dopebarbecue.com.
Love it.
All right. How far are these away from me? I know this is not what I'm supposed to do while we're doing a podcast, but let's see how close they are. Oh, okay. William Cannon, Research Boulevard, Brody Lane. All right. A little bit of a drive, but not far. Okay. Next one. You guys are the best. Just catching up on episodes after gallivanting through Italy for 2 weeks on our honeymoon. I was blown away to hear Matt's congratulations and kind words on the show. Stopped me dead in my tracks and damn near brought a tear to my eye to hear all the love from you boys.
Yeah. Congrats. Ooh. Good work.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous of Italy. I had a couple friends just went over there and I was talking to somebody else and I was like, I've done, you know, London and Munich. I'm like, I want to go to Italy.
Palermo. Ted, I would love to go to Italy with you. If we end up out in Europe at some point, just you being like a stop in, like we don't need to do a whole Europe trip together, but like a couple days in Italy together, that'd be fun.
Yeah, right? It'd be like a movie. Like I'm just sitting on some veranda overlooking the Mediterranean, drinking some red wine. But it's like, oh, hello, cop.
Oh, a little Chianti, Mr. Smith. Dude, that'd be so fun.
Likely, I'll know like two words in Italy and it'll be the same thing. Yeah, hey, give my guy a glass, man. Come on.
Dude, every morning we have those little tiny cups of espresso and it's like, I'd probably start smoking cigarettes. We'll get you one of those mime shirts, you know? It'd be awesome, man. 10 out of 10.
I'm playing an accordion.
That's so stupid.
Grazie.
Ah, grazie mille. Te ne pensi? I don't know. Yeah, I barely passed it. Actually, I got a quick story for you guys. So Italian in college. So in at BC in business school, you have to take a language, or you already have to be a master in a language. I had 3 years of Spanish, so it was not enough to pass. So I was like, you know what? I'll take intro to Italian. So I signed up for intro to Italian, and first day of class, the teacher is like 26, pretty good looking, and she's just all about studying abroad in Italy. Her Italian obviously is flawless. So, you know, the thing is, I'm the only senior in the class, and everyone else is like a freshman or a sophomore. So I sit at the back and I'm just like, hey, look, you know, I'm just going to do my thing. So after like three or four of the classes, she calls me up after class and she's just like, hey, you know, I noticed that you were saying that like the Italian homework is taking a lot of your time and wondering if we could do something. I was like, yeah, I emailed you about that. And so I was like, you know, I have a full stack of like heavy finance classes and whatever. And this is kind of not really a priority to me. And she was like, look, some of the kids in the class look up to you. She's like, just if you pay attention in class and you participate, she's like, I'll make sure that like you get through. And I was like, deal. And so that's what we did. Like, so long story short, my Italian is awful. I know like four words and it completely ruined my Spanish because they're very similar. So pretty much all I remember is grazie mille. Yeah, and that was a full year of that class too. God bless that woman. I wish I knew her name. Okay, back to this email. Love you all and can't wait to catch up soon. Matt, congrats on 10 years dry. Also, the only good clothing from Costco is the Kirkland Signature white tees. Brian Harvey. Dude, he's right.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to the Kirkland Signature white tees. Dude, I didn't mean to do him dirty like that. He's right. Oh, awesome. He sent us a couple photos. Oh, literally, Teddy sitting on a veranda sipping wine. Looking hella cool. Oh, that's awesome, man. I'll try to throw. I don't know if I can throw this one in the chat for you guys. Yeah. Anyway.
Of course he is. That's what you do in Italy.
Dude, he looks so happy too. And just like, he's looking good, man. He's like, you know, got a fresh haircut and stuff. Wow. Nice. All right. Thanks, Brian. And then I asked about like people's best insults last week. This one, Matt, you're going to have to bleep me. The whole email is just the insult. No intro, no outro. Just because your mom f***ed her brother and 9 months later you came out doesn't make you special. Just makes you f***ing retarded.
Jesus.
Sorry for the punctuation. I'm using voice to chat while driving from NICNAC. Sorry, boys. I didn't read that one ahead of time. Probably would have skipped it. I got a quick question. This came up while we were headed to the cold plunges the other day. Where are you guys at on the term retarded?
I don't use it.
Yeah. I've volunteered in the special needs community for a long time. My friend Colin, like, no offense, boys, he's my best friend. He calls me 5 times a week, wants to talk Jurassic Park, Jumanji. You know, it's awesome. But, you know, there's definitely some comedians that use it in a very funny way. And I'm definitely for like freedom of speech. And that doesn't mean you're free from consequences for your words. And in today's world, there are likely to be more consequences for that word than in the 90s. And you know, comedians have a platform where their whole thing is just be funny. So I definitely, I'm not immune to laughing at it when it's actually funny, but also a lot of times people are just kind of being a dick and it's like, dude, you can be better than that. When I listen to Opie and Anthony all the time, they would just call each other dummy, like calling someone dummy or stupid with the right inflection is more hilarious than the word retarded to me a lot of times. And so I just think it's one of those things of like, be funny if you choose to use the term retarded and it's in a context where you're not going to get in trouble for it, whatever. I don't care too much. I know you're not, you know, everybody I know that I've hung out with in that community, like they're not losing any sleep over it. They're trying to talk more about Jurassic Park, Godzilla, King Kong. Like it's definitely something that I've gone back and forth with. I don't use it myself, but I think the average person could probably cut it out, but I'm not the language police.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't use it. I don't really care for the term anymore. And like, I'm with Matt. And granted, my job involves me using a lot of different terms. Just, you know, I can't curse, can't say this, can't say that. But like, to me, that word kind of went out when I stopped saying the other F word.
Yeah.
In reference to like homosexuals.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, and I just think sometimes too, like people just want to say it to say it. And Matt's right. It's like, you're not getting paid to be a comedian. Like, what do you care? Just use a different term. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, well, they, you know, they're saying I can't say it, so why not? It's like, all right, well, you can just be a D.
Yeah. Fair Jim enough. Norton telling Rich Voss, shut up, stupid, like after he says something dumb, was just so much funnier than almost any context I've heard that term in, and so biting that, yeah, I just think stupid and dummy, like if you just have enough behind it, can be just as effective and even funnier in a lot of cases. So there's a pro tip if you're struggling getting rid of that, like, yeah, be funnier. Stupid, dummy are really effective terms to call someone in a humorous context.
Oh man, all right, well, let's check in with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening,
check out with what's maddening.
All right, so let's see. This weekend, I just got to start at that Hawks game. We didn't talk about it that much, and
defense. I mean, the Giants suck, but that was fun last night. I'm sure it was boring for the rest of America. And I just haven't seen the defense play like that, and just the attitude and the swagger just looked like it was back. It looked like a Pete Carroll team.
Oh, so fun. So fun. I called for that pick six. They were in the Reds. I was like, pick six right here, boys. And then my guy, Devin Witherspoon, shutting up the haters. He's got more sacks than Jalen Carter. So I'm all on board with the new era, and it's gonna be a fun season. So hell of a game. Geno Smith getting all chippy like that. I'm glad he's not seriously hurt after that hit. But yeah,
Geno didn't have his best game, but I don't know. I'll take that. That looked like the Seahawks I fell in love with.
Yeah. Yeah. Twitter was a lot of fun. With that, and you know, people are just blowing up, you know, in Reddit, and yeah, just everything I saw online today, it was just a real fun day. So, the weekend, Friday night was a full moon. So Tyler and I hiked the trail that's right out front of our condo. It's nice. It's called the Cross Trail down here. Cobb, you might have heard of it in Palm Desert. And we just did it with no lights. We brought lights just in case, but we didn't turn them on. Everyone else kept shining them in our eyes. And we're like, you can see like 10 feet in front of you just from the moonlight. And that's what makes this so cool. But we had a great time with that. Cool night hike. And then Saturday morning, woke up early, went over to Carson, the lawyer's house. He's an alum of both Colorado U and USC. So that was a really fun game to watch. Highly entertaining. Ted, I know you were busy watching Maryland, but
I saw like kickoff, and then I was running around watching, getting, you know, I missed most of that game. I only saw like Maryland didn't kick off till 12:30, and I only saw like a quarter of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was an entertaining game, more so than against Oregon last week. So had a good time with that. Had some great breakfast. Had some really good hop water. It's called Day Pack, the Black Cherry Day Pack hop water. Maybe it was Day Trip, but it's from Athletic Brewing Company, who right. I like their non-alcoholic beers. And then so that was Saturday. And then Sunday, I went, after all that talk about, hey, babe, it's Monday night game. It was also the last day I could golf at work for free in this summer. So I was like, I'm golfing Sunday. So I went out, had a good time, got two birdies in the same round. That doesn't happen every time out. One of which was a par five. I was over the green in two.
Nice.
So you know, it was very windy in that hole. It helped me. But I also shot an 87 a few days prior to that. I think that was Wednesday. So that after we last recorded, I went out and shot an 87. That was like a better score. Sunday, I still shot a 95, even with the two birdies, which means the rest of the holes were rough. But
sounds like there was a snowman involved.
Yeah. It was real windy. Like I said, that toughened things up, and my swing just didn't quite have it. There was a little bit of traffic out there, so I never really found my rhythm. But yeah, two birdies is a memorable round for me. And there's two sides of the course. There's two 18 hole courses on either side of the highway in the mountains there. And I shot an 87 on both sides over this summer. So I'm pretty stoked with that, and we'll be getting some mileage out of that stat in the upcoming season, I'm sure.
Nice. Good work.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, look, trust me. I mean, I'm sure there'll be other nice weekends, but like, man, if you're a golfer up here, especially in the Northwest, and you are a Husky fan, like, they're on a bye this week. Sunday, the Seahawks are on a bye. I'm telling you, get out there and do what you want to do this weekend.
We got golf. We got pumpkin patches. Get it in while the football is off.
Yeah, man. And look, full disclosure, like, I don't mind. Like, I like going to a pumpkin patch. I like going to look at Christmas trees. So I'm different than a lot of people. But like, there's a couple pumpkin patches. I want to say, like, I can't remember the names of it, but there's a few of them in Snohomish. And downtown Snohomish has a cool little like main street with like bars and restaurants and shops. So, yeah, I'd recommend heading up there. All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
Well, boys, you know, I like to mix in a dark Cobb topic about, well, every other week, basically, at this point. But obviously, you know, I'm into finance, economy stuff, and the national debt went up by $400 billion in the last 2 weeks. So current value is equal to the economy of China plus Japan, Germany, India, and the United Kingdom combined at $33.4 trillion with a T dollars. So my question for people, very generally, actually, is, do you think, and this is more like, you go conspiracy, hit me with whatever you want. It's all good. It's just for fun. Do you think American society will collapse in our lifetime? Why or why not? And I really feel like I could get Matt's bouncing, just like throwing his hands at the screen. He's hyped on this one. Ted is shaking his head in disgust. So we got an emotional topic, which I'm happy about. So anyway, feel free to email us, email the Cobb topic, or email at thepodcast.com. Do you think American society is collapsing? Why or why not? Let's hear, put on the tinfoil hats. What do we got, boys?
I'm not a big conspiracy person. No, it's not. There'll be nuclear holocaust before that. I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to be pissy with you guys, but like, even Matt's reaction, like, I don't know why people get so hyped for this. And like, these crazy theories sometimes, it's like, it's not good. Like, right. But it's like, it's how stuff works and how it functions. But no, I don't see our society collapsing within our lifetime. And seriously, I think there'd be nuclear war with China or Russia before any of that would happen.
Mateus?
I think a lot of, like, globally, everybody's kind of in the shitter right now, from what I can tell. I don't pay a ton of attention. And I just go back to like having that super strong military is going to keep it better here than anywhere else in the world. And I think maybe that's my American ego talking, but I don't think our society will collapse. I don't know what that looks like. I mean, some people would say, you know, with all the homelessness and the fentanyl and this, that, the other, it is. But I think a lot of that's media coverage, you know, just blowing stuff out of proportion. There's more people than ever. So, of course, there's more homeless people and drug addicted people than ever. And like, yeah, we still got the best weapons to keep it, you know, keep everyone else in check. And I think we'll still kind of dominate on the global scale for a long time. But there's a lot of messes to clean up for sure. And pretty much every facet of society, there's things going wrong, but we just don't live other places where they also have plenty of issues. And yeah, so I just try and focus on what's going good in my life and in the immediate world around me here. And yeah, that's where I get my hope from. And then, yeah, it definitely seems like there's some stuff crumbling, but new stuff will emerge in its place. And that's what I think.
The creative destruction of capitalism. I actually agree with Ted, but for a different reason. I think, you know, level one, the national debt is wild. It's about $100,000 a person right now, I would say, which is, you know, $232 per household, something like that. So that's wild and definitely will debase the currency and cause a lot of issues and defaults and things like that. But that's kind of layer one. Layer two, yes, there's more people, so we're having more problems and societal ills, but life has changed. Things change over time, and our society is not immune to that. As far as the whole like fall of Rome theory. So I think the thing that really, at the end of the day, bails the US out is our geography. Geographically, you know, we have thousands of miles of navigable waterways. We have protected coastlines. We have manifest destiny, both coasts. We have, you know, tons of natural resources. They just found lithium, which was the main rare earth metal that we couldn't track down. We export huge amounts of the world's food, the world's energy. Now with the hydraulic fracturing in the big field in Texas, you know, energy is coming on board. So I think that the U.S., in spite of itself, will continue to soldier on, even if, you know, the education system sucks, the healthcare system sucks, and we kind of, you know, the people suffer short term. I think long term, there's no country strong enough to displace us. And we've got a huge number of natural advantages going for us. So I'm actually with Ted, but the national debt stuff's crazy.
I mean, look, I agree with you. It is, but I don't know that national debt is just, yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, this is too long of a conversation to have, but even, you know, like Matt brought up homelessness and stuff. It's like, sure. But like, we're always so focused on the cities. Like, I don't think most people pay attention to the fact that basically most of the South is on welfare. You're talking generations that like, that's all they know, right? They do it. Their parents did it, right? Like we pay for all their shit down there, but like, we don't see that on the news coverage, right? It's always like these awful cities on the coast are doing this and that to your place. And it's like, no, we're not. Look at per capita. Violent crime in small towns, again, especially in the South, is brutal. I mean, those are dangerous places. But, you know, someone say it's a much longer conversation. But now I don't see the fall of our society happen like that. But who knows, you know? I don't know. What was the funniest thing I saw today? Republicans found out today, if you turn the bass up too much, it blows your speaker out.
Nice.
All right. Seriously, if you're listening to me and you're in Seattle, like, go do something this weekend. I'm gonna go outside and do some stuff. Well, unless Maryland wins on Saturday, then it's a bar crawl through Seattle. Put on your Maryland hoodies. I'll buy you a beer.
it's supposed to be 74 on Saturday too. Get it.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like I might just start grilling men's room sausages or bratwurst at like 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, 74 and sunny. Get it in.
All right, for MCTP, for Cobb, I'm Lee Ted Smith is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
Well, boys, you know, I like to mix in a dark Cobb topic about, well, every other week, basically, at this point. But obviously, you know, I'm into finance, economy stuff, and the national debt went up by $400 billion in the last 2 weeks. So current value is equal to the economy of China plus Japan, Germany, India, and the United Kingdom combined at $33.4 trillion with a T dollars. So my question for people, very generally, actually, is do you think, and this is more like you go conspiracy, hit me with whatever you want. It's all good. It's just for fun. Do you think American society will collapse in our lifetime? Why or why not? And I really feel like I could get Matt's bouncing, just like throwing his hands at the screen. He's hyped on this one. Ted is shaking his head in disgust. So we got an emotional topic, which I'm happy about. So anyway, feel free to email us, email the cop topic, or email at thepodcast.com. Do you think American society is collapsing? Why or why not? Let's hear, put on the tinfoil hats. What do we got, boys?
I'm not a big conspiracy person. No, it's not. There'll be nuclear holocaust before that. I don't know. Like, no, I'm not trying to be pissy with you guys, but like even Matt's reaction, like, I don't know why people get so hyped for this. And like these crazy theories sometimes, it's like, it's not good. Like, right. But it's like, it's how stuff works and how it functions. But no, I don't see our society collapsing within our lifetime. And seriously, I think there'd be nuclear war with China or Russia before any of that would happen.
Mateus?
I think a lot of, like, globally, everybody's kind of in the shitter right now, from what I can tell. I don't pay a ton of attention. And I just go back to, like, having that super strong military is going to keep it better here than anywhere else in the world. And I think maybe that's my American ego talking, but I don't think our society will collapse. I don't know what that looks like. I mean, some people would say, you know, with all the homelessness and the fentanyl and this, that, the other, it is. But I think a lot of that's media coverage, you know, just blowing stuff out of proportion. There's more people than ever. So, of course, there's more homeless people and drug addicted people than ever. And like, yeah, we still got the best weapons to keep it, you know, keep everyone else in check. And I think we'll still kind of dominate on the global scale for a long time. But there's a lot of messes to clean up for sure. And pretty much every facet of society, there's things going wrong, but we just don't live other places where they also have plenty of issues. And yeah, so I just try and focus on what's going good in my life and in the immediate world around me here. And yeah, that's where I get my hope from. And then, yeah, it definitely seems like there's some stuff crumbling, but new stuff will emerge in its place. And that's what I think.
The creative destruction of capitalism. I actually agree with Ted, but for a different reason. I think, you know, level one, the national debt is wild. It's about $100,000 a person right now, I would say, which is, you know, $232 per household, something like that. So that's wild and definitely will debase the currency and cause a lot of issues and defaults and things like that. But that's kind of layer one. Layer two, yes, there's more people, so we're having more problems and societal ills, but life has changed. Things change over time, and our society is not immune to that. As far as the whole like fall of Rome theory. So I think the thing that really, at the end of the day, bails the US out is our geography. Geographically, you know, we have thousands of miles of navigable waterways. We have protected coastlines. We have manifest destiny, both coasts. We have, you know, tons of natural resources. They just found lithium, which was the main rare earth metal that we couldn't track down. We export huge amounts of the world's food, the world's energy. Now with the hydraulic fracturing in the big field in Texas, you know, energy is coming on board. So I think that the U.S., in spite of itself, will continue to soldier on, even if, you know, the education system sucks, the healthcare system sucks, and we kind of, you know, the people suffer short term. I think long term, there's no country strong enough to displace us. And we've got a huge number of natural advantages going for us. So I'm actually with Ted, but the national debt stuff's crazy.
I mean, look, I agree with you. It is, but I don't know that national debt is just, yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, this is too long of a conversation to have, but even, you know, like Matt brought up homelessness and stuff. It's like, sure. But like, we're always so focused on the cities. Like, I don't think most people pay attention to the fact that basically most of the South is on welfare. You're talking generations that like, that's all they know, right? They do it. Their parents did it, right? Like we pay for all their shit down there, but like, we don't see that on the news coverage, right? It's always like these awful cities on the coast are doing this and that to your place. And it's like, no, we're not. Look at per capita. Violent crime in small towns, again, especially in the South, is brutal. I mean, those are dangerous places. But, you know, someone say it's a much longer conversation. But now I don't see the fall of our society happen like that. But who knows, you know? I don't know. What was the funniest thing I saw today? Republicans found out today, if you turn the bass up too much, it blows your speaker out.
Nice.
All right. Seriously, if you're listening to me and you're in Seattle, like, go do something this weekend. I'm gonna go outside and do some stuff. Well, unless Maryland wins on Saturday, then it's a bar crawl through Seattle. Put on your Maryland hoodies. I'll buy you a beer.
it's supposed to be 74 on Saturday too. Get it.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like I might just start grilling men's room sausages or bratwurst at like 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, 74 and sunny. Get it in.
All right, for MCTP, for Cobb, I'm Lee Ted Smith is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.